This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It's Wednesday, so we are going to open up with the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. Now, I'm supposing both you guys are here, so good evening, fellows.
Yes, good evening, Bill.
All right.
I made it back.
Okay.
He did make it there.
Where are we going?
Well, look, last week we talked about fake news. And last week we also talked about how different the coverages of real events are depending upon what you listen to or what you read. And I introduced the program because I had to leave a little early. I introduced the idea that mainstream media distorts news. It does that to support their agenda and how this affects us. And you know what? And I'm not the brightest guy in the world. I think that all of us here tonight and all of our listeners, they pretty much know that. My concern is, or are, the people that don't, and especially the youth. So although, you know, I had to leave early, you and Roger did continue to talk about this, and you questioned how the mainstream media uses the First Amendment, Freedom of the Press Clause, to allow them to continue their propaganda. So I think... Bill, only you know how many of your listeners actually called in and participated and maybe followed up on it. But I'm going to trust that a lot of people were interested in what you guys had to say after I left. I think the problem of fake news is still one that deserves further discussion. And here's why. Because every day and every week that goes by, the American people are getting information from the mainstream media, and many of them, perhaps too many of them, and as I said before, especially our youth, are relying on this information to make very important political decisions and political choices. And when we think it can't get worse, it actually is getting worse. And I like to go to that in a few seconds, because when we question the press and we question should they be allowed to have this influence unchecked and be held unaccountable, it doesn't sit well with me. And in our discussions, Roger and I, we feel the same, and we feel that other people are starting to question it as well. And just look at what happened from last week to this week. We're finding that many of the declared 2020 Democratic candidates for U.S. president are espousing that we rewrite our Constitution. Rewrite it. It doesn't serve a purpose anymore. And in some cases, they're actually saying, you know what, we'll do away with this part and this part and this part because we don't like it. And the mainstream media is their sounding board. It's their lifeline. So I think of all the discussions and all the situations and all the issues that we have today, if we do not talk about how we can check the mainstream media, how we can hold them accountable legally so that we can get information that is truthful and we can use that information to make good decisions, then we're going to lose all of our other rights. So, Bill, with your permission, I think Roger and I would like to further the conversation that we had last week.
Sure, but I mean, one thing that we do have to take in consideration, we've already seen one time that both money and the media didn't matter when it came to an election.
Yes.
And to that, I mean, I think that's a pretty good indicator of what it also indicates. I mean, there, you know, if this was the 70s, it'd be a big issue. And I'm glad the 70s was a more civil time in the debate. I mean, I've seen debates among people like Friedman and these other guys where they'll get out there and they'll be debating each other. They'll be like, well, listen, my good friend, listen, I understand the way you feel about this, but let me just point this out to you, if I may. And nowadays, you know, they're clubbing each other over the head and they're screaming and calling each other racist and all this other stuff. So I'm glad the 60s and the 70s were the way they were. And I'm glad that we have multiple vehicles now to disseminate information, because if you go look at the TV ratings with the mainstream media, they don't have a whole lot of, there's not, I mean, what's the readership of the New York Times in New York City? 500,000? Out of 8 million, 8.5 million residents, 500,000 people read the Times?
I personally know many people that have canceled their subscription. They've actually told me that.
Yeah.
So you're making a very good point. No, you're making a very good point. But again, in my travels, as I've mentioned before, up until recently, now that we know how to download Fox News and listen to alternative news sources on our tablet or laptop, I was always stuck with CNN or MSNBC or BBC. There are still people that are relying on that as being truthful information, and it's not. And if we can further our impact on the media, hold them accountable on issues of Second Amendment rights that are dear to us, just as all you know, inalienable natural rights are dear to us and our Constitution, I think it would be a conversation in the right direction. And we could pick a topic like Second Amendment issues and how the media adversely affects that. It's certainly affecting what's going on in the immigration debate. Recently on Fox News, we found out that we have statistics where they've proven a lot of these illegal immigrants are recidivists back into the country after being expelled and are now in jail, costing the American taxpayers billions of dollars in law enforcement to apprehend them and then to keep them in jails, and then the cost of jail. And for what? So because they questioned whether Trump was accurate in what he was saying, that they are a threat to the United States, without finding out that they are. But again, I'm not hearing that on CNN. I am hearing it on Fox. So what about the people that don't turn on to Fox? They're hearing this from CNN. So how do they get corrected?
Well, you know, CNN has a – if CNN didn't have airports, I wonder how many people would actually watch CNN. It would be disastrous. It would be low. We're coming up on the first break, and we're talking about the media and the effect the media has on the discourse and the effect that it has on – the thought patterns of less informed, the low info voter, which is about 56% of America, doing this with Arbalest Quarrel. You can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at amoland.com and as featured writers at thetruthaboutguns.com. And when we get back, we will continue on with this, simply because the media part of it is always fascinating to me. But at the same time, I reach a lot more people than some of these guys do. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials.
materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Arbliss Quarrel, talking about the media, because they're always fun to bash. And I always enjoy bashing them. So, guys, how else do you wish to bash them?
Well, you know what? Let me just say one more thing, Bill. How many times is a handgun used to save an innocent life versus the scenario guns just kill? The fact that they can continue the selective news broadcast and not tell us the truth, I don't know. I'm a little upset about it. So, Roger, maybe we might want to start the conversation about the First Amendment on a Second Amendment issue.
All right. Well, first things first, let's get a better handle on sedition and libel.
Okay.
Sedition, the definition is this: incitement of resistance to or insurrection against lawful authority, a government, all right? Libel. The legal definition: to publish in print, including pictures, writing, or broadcast through radio, television, or film, an untruth about another which will do harm to that person or his or her reputation by tending to bring the target into ridicule, hatred, scorn, or contempt of others. You could have libel without sedition. You could have sedition without libel. Usually when we talk about the press and its concern about a charge of seditious libel against them and whether there are any laws that we can apply to them in the present circumstances with their attack and Sessions attack on Trump, that isn't completely clear. But let's look at a little history. We had the Seditious Act of 1798 that came out just about 8 or 9 years after the ratification of the United States Constitution. And it was really to protect the government against attempts to bring disrepute against it. It was actually the Federalists who were always more inclined to push for a strong central government, and the anti-Federalists that were more concerned about how a strong central government could be a danger to the rights and liberties of the people, which is why they wanted very specifically to have a Bill of Rights included in the Constitution, and the anti-Federalists were right in doing so. In any event, what's interesting is that the Sedition Act of 1798 was never really repealed, per se. If we look at an important U.S. Supreme Court case coming down the pike in 1964, that was the New York Times versus Sullivan case. And it really dealt with libel, but without sedition. It was brought by an individual, this individual Sullivan, who was a bureaucrat, a government official, worked in the state of Alabama. And he was upset that the New York Times had wrote a scathing article about him, which included truthful comments, but also false comments as well. And the Supreme Court basically said, because this individual is relying to some extent on the Sedition Act of 1798, that the New York Times had defamed him. And the Supreme Court created a standard. They didn't provide absolute privilege or immunity to the press, but it came close. It said that it wasn't enough that a statement had to be false. It had to be done with malicious intent, and that's very difficult to prove. Now, what is very interesting, and coming up to the present time, and we have to consider Obama as well, is the problem with the press that they tend to be very selective about their concern about their First Amendment rights. If the whole purpose of the freedom of speech and freedom of press laws was to protect the public, then we could understand how sedition could be a very serious danger to the rights and liberties of American citizens. And we could devolve into tyranny with a tyrannical government, an autocratic government. And then we had, as a result, the Espionage Act of 1917. And this came about just before our inclusion in World War One. And the purpose of it was to prohibit interference with military operations or recruitment. So it was really an attempt to forestall sedition. That is an attempt to create an insurrection, rebellion against legitimate government purposes. In this case, whether you believe it or not or want to, our introduction into World War One. But what happened then was the Pentagon Papers came out. And the Pentagon Papers was a very important case. If your listeners remember, Bill, this had to do with an individual, Daniel Ellsberg, who was a bureaucrat who worked for the Pentagon, who was tasked, along with several other bureaucrats, to write a systematic, comprehensive, detailed and truthful account of the Vietnam War from the inception, our inception in it, to the present day when Nixon was president. And at the time, Ellsberg became very disillusioned with it, and he contacted the New York Times, and he basically gave them the entire document, and the New York Times did publish that document in segments. And the government, under Nixon now, was very embarrassed by it, attempted to preclude the Pentagon Papers from being further published by the New York Times, claiming seditious libel. And the Supreme Court determined that, well, the New York Times didn't actually engage in espionage. It simply obtained these papers, and it had a right to post them. So as a result, the Espionage Act of 1917 had been essentially neutered. But that brings us up to the point in time of the Obama administration. And this is where it gets interesting, because
Before you get interesting with Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama there, we're heading into the next break, so hold on to that particular nugget. Okay. I'm always looking for Buffalo Barack. I'm looking for stuff for him.
You'll be interested in this.
Nope. I'm sure I will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. My guest, Arbliss Quarrel. We'll be right back. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump spent the day at the 8th Annual Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit in Atlanta, Georgia.
Everyone here today is united by the same vital goal to liberate our fellow Americans from the grip of drug addiction and to end the opioid crisis once and for all.
Crystal Lake, Illinois Police Chief James Black says they believe they found the body of a 5-year-old who went missing about a week ago.
We've located what we believe to be the body of Andrew A.J. Friend later this morning or earlier this morning.
Chief Black says the body was found in a shallow grave and have charged A.J.'s mother and father in their son's death. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow fell 59 points to close at 26,597. The NASDAQ is down 19 and the S&P lost 6. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. Exterior walls with peeling paint can make your home look poorly maintained. Not only does it look bad, it could lead to larger problems in the future, like moisture in your walls. Inspect your siding and exterior trim for small cracks and chips. Repair the spots and store extra paint in an airtight container so you can spot paint as needed. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
A Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR500 radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, talking about, and we just got into one of my favorite topics, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, here we have a Harvard-trained lawyer. He taught for a time in the University of Chicago Law School, I believe. He's supposed to be a constitutional law expert, all right? Well, I took a look at a law review article. It's titled "The Legal History of National Security Law and Individual Rights in the United States," all right? And the author of it is Andrew P. Napolitano. And as many of your listeners would know, Judge Napolitano did preside in the Superior Court of New York from 1987 to 1995. He's a distinguished visiting professor of law at the Brooklyn Law School, and he is a senior judicial analyst at Fox News. Well, this is interesting. This is what he had to say in his article to begin. In the name of national security, more than any predecessor, Obama has fortified the Espionage Act of 1917. Remember, this is the act that had been essentially repealed after the publication of the Pentagon Papers and the Supreme Court decision, essentially stating that the press cannot be found liable under this act. It doesn't exist, as seditious libel doesn't exist anymore in the country. At any rate, he goes on to say that as of May 2013, and by the way, this article came out in 2014, it wasn't that long ago, the Obama Justice Department had used the Espionage Act of 1917 six times to bring cases against government officials for leaks to the media. Six times, twice as many as all their predecessors combined. He refers to NSA whistleblower Thomas Drake, who was charged under the law of April 2010 for retaining classified information on a secret surveillance program and for disclosing classified information on FBI wiretaps. He refers to Stephen Kim, a former State Department contractor who was charged in August 2010 for revealing classified information on North Korea to Fox News reporter James Rosen. Now, that's the important thing. James Rosen was labeled by the Obama administration as an aider, abettor, and co-conspirator in the leak. All right? And it goes on to say that the Obama administration went a bridge too far when it began hunting down media leaks by hacking into a reporter's email account. When Stephen Kim investigation reached into the emails of Fox News reporter and my colleague, James Rosen, it set off a chain of events that revealed how far Obama was willing to go. And it was an avalanche of scandals. Thousands and thousands of taped calls of a reporter in and out of the news organization, in and out of the Associated Press. And all the meanwhile, what was the Obama's administration legal theory for this chilling and deplorable attack on the freedom of the press? The Espionage Act of 1917. The act which was arguably invalidated by the Pentagon Papers case and which has been used against publications as a perversion of its intent. Well, let me ask you, Bill, where the hell was the press then? I don't recall reading anything in the New York Times or the Washington Post.
Are you talking about in the Rosen incident?
I'm talking about this Rosen thing. Yeah,
no, I mean, of course not. No. They're not going. As long as the right. The problem with leftists is that every leftist thinks they're special. No, you're just behind us in line as to who they're going to target. Once they're done with us, they got to take you down too, because leftism means everybody is submissive. You can't have more chiefs than you do Indians. So everybody's got to be an Indian, very few chiefs. They don't get that. They don't get that. So they aid and they abet and they need to go hang out in Venezuela and see what real subversion of the press is like.
Yeah, I'd like to ship a few of them out, like Sanders and this Ocasio-Cortez and Omar and a few others.
Well, those guys, they would have their choice of the best zebras for their dinner in Venezuela because they are the elite. But everybody else would have to chase down their zebras for dinner in Venezuela currently right now. So,
but you think of this, Bill. You would think that the press, if they're intelligent people, they would hold the politicians' feet to the fire. And yet they allow these people to say the most absurd, ridiculous things and to get away with it without calling them down for it. Take, for example, Kirsten Gillibrand, one of the individuals running for the Democratic Party nomination for the U.S. president in 2020, a graduate of Dartmouth and the UCLA Law School. Pretty bright, okay? You would think so. Either that, or she doesn't think that the public is very bright and talks down to them. Do you remember back during the Kavanaugh hearing, Dr. Blasey Ford was basically spouting a bunch of garbage, uncorroborated. Even Blasey Ford's own recollections left a lot to be desired, but accused a distinguished a jurist of sexual assault. It's unbelievable. So they asked, the reporters asked Kirsten Gillibrand, What do you think about that? This is what she said, and I quote precisely. I believe Dr. Blasey Ford because she's telling the truth. Now, if anyone who's taken a course in informal logic would know that this is a blatant instance of circular reason. Because you would ask, I would have asked Kirsten Gillibrand, well, Kirsten, baby, how do you know Ford is telling the truth? Well, because I believe her. Well, why do you believe her? Oh, because she's telling the truth. And here's another one from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, why this is important is because if she is spouting the truth, our nation doesn't exist anymore. In fact, it never existed. This is what she said. It was some months ago. All Latinos, and this has to do with immigration, which Stephen had talked about a little bit. All Latinos have a race-based right to migrate to the United States. Well, why? Well, one reason is a normative argument she raised, respect for the right of human mobility. Well, that's not true, but let's go on. She says, we are standing on native land, and Latino people are descendants of native people. We cannot be told and criminalized simply for our identity of our status. Do you understand how dangerous that is? Do you understand what she's saying? The United States is just a construct. It doesn't mean anything. What's important is land itself. And because these people... go ahead,
I hear you rolling, and I hate to slow your roll, but I need you just to arrest your roll for a moment because we're heading into the next break, and I want you to keep going on this. And
wait till we get into the Second Amendment.
Yeah. Please hold that until the next break. ArbalistQuarrel.com. You can find it at ArbalistQuarrel.com. You can find them at AmmoLand.com. Featured writers at both AmmoLand.com and TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And here every Wednesday. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak-thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
They are the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of the Reformation line, and they're the home of Providence. And I'll be seeing Jay Jacobson in a couple of weeks, and hopefully I'll have him on here tomorrow night. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Arbalist Quarrel, I had to slow. Roger was like going like a juggernaut. He's like an out of control.
Yeah.
Do you know why they call a loose cannon a loose cannon? Do you know that where that phrase comes from?
on deck, right?
That's where the loose cannon, the ropes that hold the cannon break, and yeah. The loose cannon is rolling as the ship pitches and just tearing the ship up. And Roger was rolling like a loose cannon.
Hey, Bill,
well, I'll let Stephen get a few words in, but I want to get to this point.
Just a minute. Roger, just one second, please. And you got the show. You and Bill take over. I'm going to politely listen. I wanted to address a question that Bill mentioned right before you started rolling. And yes, we're going to keep you rolling. I promise to be very brief. When we ask the question, why is the mainstream media doing what they're doing? Example, distorting the news, propagandizing. The answer to me is simple. They are employees. They are doing exactly what their employers are telling them to do. The real question we all have to ask is, who are the employers? What is their agenda? And an example, a print media example, remember the New York Times actually has an official policy. A New York Times employee cannot
officially or unofficially, espouse any opinion contrary to that of the New York Times, or they'll be fired. And a TV media example would be Lara Logan, CNN. So when we ask the question, I think we need to look at who these guys are run by and funded by. And now let that cannon roll.
Well, just out of curiosity, who are they funded by? Who are you saying they're funded by?
The power elite.
And what? Well, I know that they have a bunch of financial things tied to everything, but I mean, where is the line of delineation where we can trace them back to the Illuminati?
I think he's saying internationalists are funding, like a Soros, a Think Progress organization.
Well, yeah, without
a doubt.
A lot of money. Without a doubt, but I mean, most of these guys make they make a whole bunch of money just off of existing. Right?
Yeah, but if you ever notice, Bill, any story, they repeat themselves and they're all on the same line. They use the same words, the same jargon, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, the BBC. When you listen to ABC, NBC, all the mainstream, they use the same word as though they were handed a script. This had to come from a very high source.
Do you guys ever remember hearing about the journalist?
I haven't, no.
Okay, the journalist was a listserv setup where the whole purpose of this, and this was back, you know, prior to the big internet days, prior to the big AOL days and everything, but the journalist continued on and still probably continues on to this day. And what this is it is a media coordinating setup to where somebody who's talking about gun control in Seattle sounds like the same person talking about gun control in Tallahassee.
Okay.
And what this is to try to put out a united front and a common information, not too different from the way the baby back ribs at Applebee's taste the same no matter where you eat them. The only problem with this is that media has gotten really lazy. Whenever I'm filling in locally here on radio, they want to know why I don't use the topic tracker. And these guys are conservatives now. But the topic tracker is designed to give what they think is the most bang for the buck. So that's why when you can always tell topic tracker hosts because all they're doing is talking about the same thing with the same, with a different spin on it, you know, their individual spin on it, but it's the same topic. So a lot of this, I remember when Parkland happened. When Parkland happened, one of the local news outlets here espouse the gun grabber idea that back, you know, that was on Valentine's Day, and they were out there saying there have been 18 of these shootings here in the United States just this year alone. Now they picked that up somewhere off the wire. Most media people don't do any research. They're not out there double checking on something. They're not looking for efficacy or corroboration or anything. They're just looking for a headline. If it bleeds, it leads, and it's really the lowest common denominator among any sort of reporting journalism media that there is.
It's tabloid journalism.
Yeah, it's Inquirer journalism. So, but they do that. This has been that coordination to sound the same way. That's been going on for a long time. That's nothing new. And they were doing this before anybody knew about George Soros. They might have, you know, I don't doubt that they get funding from George Soros, but I'm pretty sure George Soros poured a lot of money into the 2016 election. Where'd that get him?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the only reason I'm bringing this up is not so much to, I got no problem going in hard and hitting them sideways and kicking as I go on any real threat. I just don't like to be going after the wrong threat and expending that energy on the wrong thing. You know?
Well, that's it.
That's all. Yeah.
Well taken. Where's that cannon? It's loose. How much time does it have?
We got it down. We got 3 minutes. We got 3 minutes, so go.
Boom. Right. Okay. Enough with Ocasio-Cortez. The newest face in the Democratic race for president is this, pronounce his name right,
Mayor Pete.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, a day or so ago, he was on Rachel Maddow. I don't watch Rachel Maddow, and I don't watch MSNBC, but I do see clips
if it's on Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or
Laura Ingraham.
And I think this was on Laura Ingraham. At any rate, he is an eloquent speaker. And as she mentioned, he's apparently attempting to copy the intonation and the fluency and the smoothness of Obama without actually saying anything. And there was something he said that I had to copy down and give it some thought. And the quote is this. He said on Rachel Maddow, "Can democracy accommodate the forces that are hitting us on to the 21st century? But to get there, we must use some of the most elegant features built into the Constitution, like the ability to amend it to make it stronger. I think we ought to have that level of ambition," close quote. Well, is that ambition or is it audacity? You know, these Democrats seem to have a high opinion of themselves and a low opinion of our Constitution.
Yeah.
Tend to feel that the founders were just sitting in their hands and simply pieced together out of some flotsam and jetsam a Constitution without giving it much thought, as if they didn't have anything better to do. But obviously, after they defeated the British, they were creating a new government, a new nation, and they gave considerable thought. And believe me, there was a lot of argument and a lot of concern. And the biggest concern was a dilemma that they were faced with. How could they create a strong central government, strong enough to resist foreign aggression, but not so strong as to devolve into tyranny and destroy the very people that supposedly they destroyed the British government for?
Okay, real quick, before we run out of time, because we're running out of time, are both you guys free tomorrow? Because we need to finish this. Are you free tomorrow? Do we need to do an encore tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. I would be free.
They'll be back, same bat time tomorrow, and we're going to cover this until we're done with it. Thank you, guys.
Hallelujah.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow night.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. We'll be right back. Hour number two is coming up. Writer, Amaland writer and shooter, John Crump will be joining us. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.